Delling poll, Justin Trudeau in blackface has made satire redundant. By James Delling poll on September 19, 2019. As Oscar Wilde almost said, to be caught once wearing blackface may be regarded as a misfortune. To be caught doing so on three separate occasions in the run-up to an election proves that there is a God. That he loathes liberal hypocrisy, and that he despises Justin Trudeau, especially. Here's the first offending item. Here's the second. Exclusive. Sources have confirmed to me that this is the picture of a Justin Trudeau in blackface from high school that he referenced in his press conference. From the yearbook at Brebeuf College. Hashtag seedingfully he is singing Day O apparently. pic.twitter.com/evepoxpsy8. Evan Solomon, at Evan Solomon, September 19, 2019. And here, purportedly, is the third. Will Justin Trudeau, President Bieber, as I prefer to call him, finally get his comeuppance as a result? I doubt it. Alinsky's Rules for Radicals tells us, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. This is what we on the non-woke political side of the argument are doing right now. But it's not going to make much difference, is it? As Jarvis DuPont says in the Spectator US article quoted above. Before judging Justin Trudeau too harshly, let me tell you this. If anyone has earned the right to do blackface, it's him. Over the past few years, Trudeau has stacked up more than enough woke points to be able to cover his entire body, including his ass cheeks and brown makeup, and run naked through the streets of Vancouver, singing Daylight Come and Me When Go Home if he so wishes. Sure, this is satire. But it is genuinely how the left thinks. DuPont's comments with regards to Donald Trump are equally true. Now don't get me wrong, if we uncovered a photograph of Donald Trump so much as eating a taco, we should hang him out to dry for cultural appropriation, because that level of disrespect coming from a despot like Trump is not okay. But Justin Trudeau wearing the garments of other cultures is another matter entirely. When he does it, it is out of respect. This is one of the big problems with the woke left. It has rendered satire almost redundant.